When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Testaverde will take the snap, go to one knee. This game is over. The Jets lock up their first playoff appearance since 1991 on a 21-16 victory over the Miami Dolphins.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Another day, July 3, heading into J4. They're about to start busting off those fireworks. I don't know. I live in Jersey City, bro. They light off fireworks. They already started. And now they sell them everywhere. They sell them in the Target in Jersey City. I feel like they sell them in the gas stations. And people just start lighting off bombs. It's going to go on for 2 weeks. It already started. It started last weekend. It's going to go tonight. Through the weekend, I don't know. I have no interest in it. I don't want to light any. I don't want to be around anybody lighting any. They're dangerous. They're not that cool. They're really loud. I don't know, maybe because I have a baby now. My baby hears that. My baby starts freaking out. I'm like, oh, bro, what is going on? 888-808-1019. Excited for the 4th. I'm always excited for the 4th, man. It's the middle of the summer, and man, for me, so many great things have happened in my life and in my career around this part of the summer. If you're an American, you understand this part of the summer and this celebration, and you like to wear your red, white, and blue. I just copped that Yankees hat, the 4th of July Yankees hat. Well, they have them for all the teams, but I saw the All-Star Game hats. Ugh, they're terrible. I don't know what they're doing. I saw a kid wearing one in the bleachers tonight. And like, seeing him wear it, I guess it's for the young kids. Like, young kids like Technicolor stuff. And, like, I don't know, it's like a highlighter pink and, like, highlighter blue. But usually the All-Star hats, they try to take from the host city and their color scheme. Or, like, something like, it's in Arlington this year. And, obviously, Texas. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, right? There's going to be a theme of, like, I don't know, just Longhorns and cowboy hats and barbecue. I've been out there to go to Dallas games years ago. Haven't gone to a Dallas game since 2015. I refuse. Speaking of Dallas, I can't wait to watch Hard Knocks. I'm going to go home tonight. Watch Hard Knocks. Don't call me up and spoil it for me. But, yeah, the hats are terrible. The All-Star hats that I saw in Yankee Stadium, they're whack. But those 4th of July hats, yeah, those are clean. They're like a off-white color. And then it's got the American flag in the NY, and it's got an AL patch on the side. I had to cop $54 for a fitted, bro. When I was a kid, the fitteds were $20 plus tax. $54 for hats now. It is what it is. At least I get a little bit of a discount. If you're media or you have like a credential or you work in the stadium, they give you a discount. That's the only reason I would buy it, because I think it brings it down to like 38. But I saw people in there grabbing the All-Star Game hat for $54. No way. No way. They're terrible. So I don't know. It's just a little sidebar.
So you hate fireworks and you're talking about how things used to be cheaper when you were young. Are you getting old?
No, I definitely am getting old, bro. I had a hernia surgery last month because I didn't warm up properly and I started to squat 225 and I'm like, oh, that didn't feel right. And like, I have a baby. I was saying that, you know, I celebrated my anniversary last week. So I see some of the homies at Yankee Stadium. Tonight was definitely a night for all the regulars. A good crowd, 41,000. At first, I was just like, there's not as many people out here. You know, Yankees lose some games. The Reds are in town. It didn't feel like the energy of the club going up on a Tuesday. But I think that's because the team has not been rocking the same. Like, we don't have the energy we had in May. We don't even have the energy we had going into the Dodger series in June. But I was seeing a lot of the creatures and Terror Squad and you know, all the regulars and people that I consider family at Yankee Stadium, and everybody's like, happy anniversary. And it's just like weird. Like, I've been with my girl for a minute, but like now being married 3 years, I'm like, I'm cooked, bro. I'm washed out here. Like, I'm a whole dad. Like my son is walking and talking, and when my son sees me, he points and he says, "Dada." I'm like, I don't know what happened to me. I grew up. I have no choice. It's a trap. For you young boys listening, take your time. Take your time out there. They say, youth is wasted on the young. Hey, man, before you know it, you're going to be cooked. Father time is undefeated. I'm glad that I got a full head of hair. I'm not balding. I'm glad that I can lift some weights. I'm back now. Like, it took a couple weeks to heal up. I'm back lifting and running now. I'm glad that I'm, like, in shape. Boy, dad, no dad bod. But, man, Father Time's undefeated. Like, I can't lift like I used to. I can't run like I used to. I need to sleep now. And, like, I get up out of bed. I got to stretch. I'm like, oh, my back. But it's good to grow old. It's good to grow old, man. And shout out to all the people that listen to the radio that are probably laughing. Like, you don't know the half. You don't know. Wait till you get to 60, 70. I hope to get there. Some of these guys on the Yankees look like they're already 60, 70 years old. The Yankees got issues, bro. I don't know what they're going to do. I think they have an issue at catcher. I think they have an issue at second base, but they're going to ignore it, and they're just going to ride it out with Gleyber Torres, and they're going to end up paying for that at some point when it really matters. I think that they have an issue with Volpe leading off. Obviously, he's fine at shortstop, but we can't ignore him as a leadoff hitter. He's had some really consistent weeks. Right now, he's in a bad one. And, I mean, when you look at the bottom of the order, I've been very vocal about this, and I am consistent about it. I'm disappointed that they made him the leadoff hitter this year. I'm disappointed that they did that the fourth series of the year. He was batting six. If you would have just kept him low, I guess you had no other options. And I was just talking to Marco. I was like, you know what I'm worried about, Marco? I'm like, in the year that you traded for Juan Soto, you gave up all that for Juan Soto, you are getting a ridiculous season out of Aaron Judge. Almost like a payback season for everybody that slept on him, everybody that questioned his stance, his mechanics, his health, his contract. He is absolutely going crazy. And a lot of it has to do with Soto batting in front of him. But I'm like, are they going to waste this year because they don't have enough? Are they going to waste this year because they don't have enough talent through the rest of the lineup and the roster? And guys are old or guys are not consistent? I'm like, it can't happen. Not in the year. The year you get Juan Soto and Judge is going crazy, it's got to be better. And the trade deadline is there to, you know, Band-Aid some stuff, but it can't fix everything. And I know this is just a rough stretch. And I know there's some people, and I'm somebody that I tell you too, yo, watch baseball, man. It's a long season. But this is now, this is now longer than just like a couple week slump or a bad month. It's July now. And I mean, they can come back and win the series against the Reds. They could beat the Red Sox this weekend. But I'm not confident in that. 888-808-1019. I don't have the confidence looking at these at-bats. And like the fact that Ben Rice, I didn't think that they were going to call Ben Rice up because he went, like this time last year he was playing in Double-A, and he went quickly from like, Somerset Patriots to Scranton to the Yankees. Well, there's a reason why he did that, because he's a hitter. He's not overmatched. His at-bats look better than Alex Verdugo's. His at-bats look better. Like Volpe, I'm watching Volpe right now. Yankee Encore is on. They don't call it Yankee Encore, but I still do. And you know what I think it is with Volpe? He is not taking as many pitches because he wants to make the big hit. He wants to put bat to ball. But in the beginning of the season, his at-bats were so tough. His at-bats were like, nope. I'll spit on that one. Nope. Take a look at that. All right, you throw it in the zone, I'm on it. But now, I don't know. I feel like he's struggling a little bit, and he'll work through it. But yeah, I'm worried about the catching position. I'm worried about second base. I think first base, they're fine now. It'll be Ben Rice and Rizzo. Ben Rice has shown that he's belonged. But then third base, you've got DJ LeMahieu and Oswaldo Cabrera, and they don't love Oswaldo. They don't see him being there every day. And since they paid DJ, and they've got another 2 years on that contract, They're just going to hope that DJ keeps working and finding it. But unfortunately, again, as I'm talking about myself getting old, I think DJ is like a year or two younger than me. Father Time is undefeated. He's slow, and he doesn't have any pop in his bat anymore. And just like you, I loved the guy in 2019, in 2020, in 2021, was screaming for him to get paid. Couldn't imagine the Yankees losing their leadoff hitter. losing the machine, a guy that was automatic with runners in scoring position. He's not that anymore. So I'm looking at the deadline for somebody that can lead off and be a utility infielder. I'm going to put that in my notes. So look around the league for teams that are trash that have a guy that can lead off and play multiple positions in the infield.
You don't have to look too far. Look who led off for the Reds. Jonathan India.
You think he's nice like that?
Look at the note. He's having a great year. Especially the last month.
Yeah, and I've heard people mention him. Jonathan India. I'm like, would they give him up? I mean, the Reds thought that they were going to contend this year. We'll see Frankie Montas versus Marcus Stroman tomorrow. It is now Wednesday. Hello, good morning. You know, on 4th of July, you'll see Frankie Montas versus Marcus Stroman, and the Yankees chose to pay Marcus Stroman and not bring Frankie Montas back, and they were similar contracts as far as the AAV. I think Montas got like $16 million a year, and I think Stroman got like 17 or 18. I'd rather have Stroman, but Montas having a decent year from them. I don't know. What I'll say is this before we get back to your calls. I see the Yankee fans calling. We're going to talk about everything. 888-808-1019. With Giancarlo Stanton out, we definitely got to put respect on that name. Like, that guy is someone that doesn't get enough respect for what he's been able to do. When he's out of the lineup, the Yankees, the bottom of the order is just not there. You need that guy. He can hit you a home run. He can hit the ball hard and just like put some fear into pitchers. Not having him hurts right now. Not having him is not great right now. Volpe leading off is tough right now. He's a 250 hitter right now, and I think that kid is more of a 300 hitter if they put him lower in the lineup. I'm disappointed because he's young. He's still developing. And, man, when you ask that much of a young guy, you know, his rookie season moved him around. He's 23. He's got the burden of being the Yankee shortstop, and he's one of us, literally grew up around here, New York, New Jersey, a Yankee fan. He wants to win just as much as all of us do. And I said, how many games have we watched him make the final out? It's like the baseball gods always put it on him. He's always the Yankees are down to their final out. And it's Volpe to make the last out. I'm rooting for the kid. But I feel like they need another option. If they can get at the deadline, obviously bullpen arms. We're not even talking about that. But if they can get a leadoff hitter that's a utility infielder that can play second or third, good. But I just fear that they're going to go through the motions with Gleyber Torres. This is his final year, and they're going to say, oh, well, Gleyber was the best hitter on the team last year, and we've seen Gleyber, you know, Gleyber's just going to revert back to being Gleyber Torres. Fool me, can't fool me again. Like, we know who you are. This is something that, like, you're going to be on cruise control sooner rather than later. It was good to see Gleyber come through tonight. But DJ at third base and Oswaldo at third base is not good enough. I don't know who they can get there, but these guys aren't good enough. And I just don't see DJ being consistent. He is not the player that he was. It's unfortunate because he's still got years on that deal. But like, if this is a year where you traded all those pieces away to get Juan Soto and you have Aaron Judge looking like he's Barry Bonds, no steroids, like you can't rest on the, they'll turn it around. Well, this is who we have. No, you got to stack the deck. You got to go for it. You got to get greedy. You got to try. And unfortunately, I think they need a catcher as well. They need a defensive catcher. Maybe somebody that can hit. I don't know. Between Trevino and Wells, Trevi has been great. He has been an all-star platinum glove catcher. I was fearing Ellie De La Cruz running on them tonight, but he didn't have a chance to steal any bases because he hit a triple and a homer. But yeah, there's so many places that they can improve. And I don't see anybody coming to save the Yankees. I don't see anybody coming to help the Yankees. And I don't see the Yankees giving up what people are going to ask for. So, man, I mean, this is a team. You're going to get a couple bullpen pieces. Maybe you get one or two bats. I doubt it. I think they're going to roll with these guys. Even like Verdugo in left field, Verdugo's got to snap out of it. It's a problem now. It has become a problem now. Nobody's barking in the stadium anymore. Where my dog's at, every dog has his day. Verdugo no good right now. There's too many problems piling up. Trent Grisham is a great defensive center fielder. I mean, this guy's laying down bunts. I'm not mad at it because it's either lay down a bunt or connect on a homer here and there. I don't know. There's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues, and it's unfortunate the timing of this skid with the gauntlet that they faced in June, facing a lot of good teams, having some injuries here with guys like Rizzo and Stanton being hurt, and you know, guys just slumping at the wrong time while Aaron Judge is going Superman. Ari is in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Ari?
What's going on, Keith? First off, I just want to say I'm with you on the being cook, being a dad, missing those good old days. Like, I'm laughing over you. I'm chuckling when you're saying, like, yo, I don't want to see no fireworks. I don't want to put on no fireworks. It just, I don't know, man. It makes me laugh. But
I used to be like, you know, I used to have M90s, yeah. Broman candles. I used to have all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. I'm the same way. I moved to Jersey from the city. I'm like, I'm so happy I'm no longer, like, in the Lower East Side or in the Heights where, like, it's bomb season right now. It's like, boom, 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 everywhere.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's 3 in the morning.
Yeah, you're like, yo, I want my little one to stay sleeping. Shut up.
Yeah, that's priority.
But, so, yeah, you cook like me. But you cooking on the Yankee points, man, because you hitting – you should have, like, a flex bomb button or something, because you just hitting it, all of it. You know what I mean? Talking about Volpe, we love the kid, but, yeah, you're right, man. Leading off, we're playing too much on him. Our big holes and at catcher, we can't throw nobody out. Luckily, they weren't running on us today. Like, you were right. I was thinking the same thing about Ellie. Like, yo, this dude was flying on that triple.
Bro,
like, everybody
I've never seen I've never seen anybody run like that in Yankee Stadium. I'm telling you, it was like he took three steps between first base and second base. I'm screaming, he's going three out of the box. I'm like, he's like that, he's going three.
Yeah, man, he just flies, man. So, and it's like, again, Gleyber is giving us that fool's goal, right? Like, he's getting hot and he's hitting, and it's like, oh my God, Gleyber's going to, you know, nope, come out of it.
Seen it before.
I don't believe it.
Don't fall for it, Ari.
We've seen this movie. So, yeah, man, I'm just wondering, where's the farm at, right? Where's the Peraza's? I know Dominguez is hurt, but, yo, we need reinforcement, and everybody's hoping that Cashman does the thing in this, during this trade deadline. But I don't know. There's not much out there. Like you said, like, it's going to be hard, and there's always the Yankee tax that nobody, until it comes to the trade deadline, nobody talks about that. Like,
yeah, we're going to be talking about it.
To trade with the Yankees.
Other teams are going to get Jonathan India or Tanner Scott or whoever you want to name, Mason Miller or Kopech or whatever. And we're going to be like, how come we didn't get him? Yankee tax.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, just calling to say that I'm kind of down with my Yankees right now. And it's funny because, a couple of weeks ago, I'm calling you and kind of chuckling at the Mets. And now it's like, yo, the world just turned upside down again, you know?
Yeah, that's real. That is real.
Yeah. But, I'm just hoping and holding on a small thread on, like, yo, there's still a lot of baseball left. And hopefully some of these dudes turn it on because, yo, Aaron Judge is having a bomb of a season, doing it all. And for what? You know what I mean?
Like, right. We're wasting it. He's hitting home runs every day. We're losing.
Yeah, man. That's.
Yeah, I'm watching Anki Encore right now. Ellie coming out of the box. It's just. He can hit his top speed so effortlessly. It's not that he's only taking three steps. It's that he can cover so much ground without looking like he's really chugging. This dude is different.
Yeah. And we need something like that. You know what I mean? And like when you say that hole at second base, like who can play second maybe that has a little bit more flash? I like India, but I don't know.
They're gonna stick with Gleyber Torres. Thanks for the call, bro. And relating as a father and as a fellow cooked Yankees fan, we're cooked right now. Yeah, all that laughing at the Mets fans. The Mets fans are laughing right now. Look at how the tables have turned. It ain't forever though. It ain't forever. Like, they'll snap out of it at some point. At least today in that stadium. I don't know if anybody listening was around me. I know there were some people around me. I saw. I just saw a comment. I got to go find the name. Someone was like, nice meeting you behind home plate. When they gave up the four runs in the fifth, like, bro, I was so mad. Obviously, with Heel hitting two batters and then Ellie De La Cruz. But, like, in that bottom of the sixth, I'm like, I got up and I changed my seat and I'm yelling. I'm like, yo, wake up. It has to happen now. And at least they got off the mat a little bit in the sixth inning, right? They, you know, they didn't do it in the bottom of the fifth, but then the next inning they shut them down in the sixth, and then they came through with some runs and to wake up the stadium and have some energy, and then obviously Judge with the homer. And you know, some people like myself stayed there until the last out thinking, hey, they could walk this off. We were in there talking about, yo, have they had a walk-off win? Like, I've forgotten all about the 2-1 win against the Detroit Tigers first game of that series where Rizzo walked it off. That seems like forever ago. Kevin is in Connecticut on The Fan in New York. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing?
All right. You know, watching the game over.
Hey, so, Judge, MVP type season. Hope it keeps going. A little upset. Or not upset, but disagree with you not liking Volpe in the leadoff spot?
It's not that I don't like him in the leadoff spot, because we don't have any other options. Like, there's nobody else to put there. I would honestly try to put Verdugo there. I know it sounds dumb because he's been in a slump, but that was who I wanted to see when they moved Gleyber Torres. Verdugo led off for the Red Sox, but they're not going to do that because they want to go Judge and Soto, lefty-righty. But it's not that I don't like the kid. Like, I'm rooting for the kid. He's a great kid. I'm disappointed in the Yankees for not letting this kid develop without having to be the first man on the, like, it's just not right to me. Like, I feel like they did it last year. It was like, oh, you're going to be the nine hitter. Then it was like, no, we need you to save us. We're going to move you to leadoff. And, oh, you struggle there, we'll move you to seven, to six. They moved him around last year. This year he was going good at six. I would have let the kid continue in the second half of the order. They moved him to the leadoff spot. He struggled. He came through it. He found some success. Now he's struggling again. So what are we on a trajectory for? He's going to break out of this, and then if he struggles again, then he'll break out of it and then struggle again in October. Like, I don't think that's wise. Like, I don't know. I think he could be more effective in the bottom of the order, where we're looking at LeMahieu, Grisham, Trevino, these guys. Clearly we need somebody down there.
Yeah, but he's still, what, 22, 23? Let him stay in the leadoff spot.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. He's a young kid who his development in the minor leagues was accelerated because of the pandemic and the 60-game season. He didn't even get the proper time to get his swings right in Double A, Triple A. And last year, they gave him the opportunity to win the job, and he did. And then they forced him right into the leadoff spot at points in time last year. And then they said, oh, yeah, in 10 years, you'll look up and Volpe will be the leadoff hitter. And then the next day, he was the leadoff hitter, and he hasn't been anywhere else since. It's a lot. That's what I just said. He's 23 years old. He's from this area. He wants to win more than anybody because he is a Yankee fan, right? So you're asking this kid to be Derek Jeter in the field. I don't know. It's just, I feel like they shouldn't be stuck on it.
Derek Jeter at this age, but
no, but they're asking him to be the shortstop of the New York Yankees, and he's done a good job. He's won a Gold Glove, and his defense is solid. But that's a lot to be the shortstop defensively, and then on the other side of the ball, get the most at bats.
But again, he's 22, 23. You know,
All right, Kevin. Like, sorry, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like we're talking in circles. What I'm saying is he's 22, 23. Put a veteran there. Put somebody else there. Let him continue to develop and not have to take the brunt of, all right, I'm facing everybody's ace. I'm facing everybody's starting pitcher. I'm getting the most at-bats for a team where I have to get on base, and I'm pressing to get on base in front of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. He's 22, 23. They can shield him, is what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't, to me, I'm disappointed because it didn't have to be this way. And especially with the, like, psych your mind, just kidding. Like, yeah, in 10 years he'll be there. Nope, he's there tomorrow, and then we'll leave him there. And now you just leave him there to figure it out. I trust that he'll figure it out, but it's like it goes in waves. He's slumping right now. He was 0-for-5 last night. He was 0-for-5 Sunday. And when you look at his batting average in his last seven games, he's batting .118. When's the last time you seen Volpe hit a homer? In the beginning of the season, he was hitting the ball out. In his last 15 games, he's got no homers. In his last 30 games, he's got no homers. Where's the power? This kid hit 20 home runs last year. Am I tweaking? I don't know. Let's talk about the Mets. They're a more fun subject. they got the Oh My God song. Oh my God. Like Brandon Nimmo hits his head, but don't fret. Like, fret not. Don't fear it. Mets fans, in the past, Brandon Nimmo would hit his head and be on the 60-day IL. Now, he just comes back, he's a player of the game. Casamigos, big shot of the night. put some money on JD Martinez to hit a homer, right? He'll come back from the ankle soreness. They'll get him some softer cleats, and he'll hit a bomb. Francisco Alvarez. Yeah, let's talk about the Mets. Let's go to Leary in Bergenfield. Leary, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Thanks for taking the call, bro. Appreciate you.
No problem.
Bro, so I'm a big Mets fan, but you know what? Keith, I actually come from the train of thought that I think the Mets are still going to sell, believe it or not.
Okay, and let's talk about that. Why do you think the Mets are going to sell when they've been winning series, they've been hitting the ball, they're in their best stretch of baseball, not just this year, but in a while? Like, their lineup is ridiculous. They're scoring more runs than most teams in baseball. This is a year where, like, some teams can't hit, not the Mets.
Yeah, no, I got you, Keith. So I'm a longtime Mets fan. I'll tell you this. So my biggest fear with this team is, let's look at what it is. They're still not, you know, ahead in the last spot in the wild card, even though it's been a tremendous comeback to get to this point and everything. And I feel the way Stearns came into this season, the way Cohen is looking into this season, that if they're not ahead in the third spot in the wild card by at least a couple of games or so, you know, by the trade deadline, they're going to make some business decisions because they got a lot of one-year deals on the team. And I'm not confident that Stearns is going to just say, oh, we're all in on this year. Let's go. Let's get somebody. Because I don't think that was the plan going into it. I think this is a very unexpected Mets thing. I mean, Jose Iglesias is the poster boy of unexpected Mets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's a good thing. They're a game out of the wild card spot. The deadline's in 4 weeks. If they play baseball like they have the last 4 weeks, there's no way that they should sell. Because, like, you want a quick way to piss Mets fans off that weren't coming to the ballpark, that weren't in, that gave up on the team? Like, you keep yo-yoing them around? I don't see it. They're a game out. You just faced the Padres. The Padres are in the last spot. You think you're better than the Padres? You think you're better than the Cardinals?
I'm not really sure yet, honestly.
I don't know. I am. When you look at how they are playing and how they are hitting, get the bullpen right, get healthier, get Edwin Diaz back. And once that bullpen is locking it down, you don't have to win an extra innings. I don't know. I think right now, as a Mets fan, I don't know how you could be thinking sell when they've been playing the best baseball of anyone in baseball. Their lineup puts up 8, 9, 10 runs, and you're right there now. You went from, they completely flipped the script. They were 10 games under 500. They were at the bottom. It was like the Colorado Rockies and the Marlins and everybody in front of them. Now the Cubs, the Nationals, the Reds, the Pirates, the Diamondbacks, the San Francisco Giants are all beneath them.
Right. I hear you. My biggest fears with this team is, so I really don't, as much as I'm enjoying it, I don't want them to sell. I want to have a great season and try to go for it. Don't get me wrong, because anybody can win it when you get in the postseason. But my issue is, there's two contracts that I just see that are going to bring back a monster return at this time, and that's Severino and that's JD Martinez. And it would hurt to lose JD because he's pretty much springboarded this whole operation that we have. But I don't want anything to do with Severino past this year. And I'd love to keep JD because he's just a professional hitter. You got to understand me, though. I don't think Severino's for real.
Let me. All right, so let's talk about those two guys. Severino lives in New York. He was a Yankee. He doesn't want to get traded. He doesn't want to go anywhere. And you need pitching for next year and the year after. Why would you trade him? He's having a good year. He's healthy. You fixed him. He wasn't pitching like that for the Yankees last year. He doesn't want to leave New York.
I just don't think he's 100% fixed.
For a hypothetical return, what's the return? What's his big return? A couple prospects? Prospects?
Of course it's prospects. There's nothing. You're never going to get an MLB ready player. Yeah, I'm
prospects
with you, but you're never
JD Martinez. JD Martinez specifically chose the Mets because he said he's addicted to the postseason. And now that they're a game out of being a postseason team, they're not trading that guy. You finally have a DH. This is a team that was employing Dom Smith as their DH. This is a team that was putting Darren Ruff in at DH. Dare I say, Daniel Vogelbeck as DH. Now that you have one of the best DHs in the game, you want to trade him for prospects?
Keith, I don't want to trade anybody, but I'm thinking the way Stearns thinks.
No,
okay?
You don't know how Stearns thinks. Thanks for the call, bro. I got to go to break. You're not thinking the way Stearns thinks. That's an Ivy League guy. That's a guy that was highly sought after. That's a guy that doesn't get enough credit for this era of the Mets. You're not thinking like he's thinking. You don't know what he's thinking right now. 888-808 101.9. Tell me what you're thinking. It's not that. I don't understand how you can watch the Mets do what they've been doing just the last two nights or the last 2 weeks or the two games they played against the Yankees in Citi Field and be like, we got to sell off J.D. Martinez and Luis Severino. No, I would keep those guys as a part of the fabric of this team because it seems like they fit in that clubhouse and the chemistry and everything that's going on. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We know what we think. What do you think? Call the Fan, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Told you I was coming right back. Luda said I should roll out. All right, well, I'll pack my things up. C-Mac, you ready? C-Mac, come through. I got to roll out. Ludacris. Ludacris has been making a comeback. I don't know if you guys see Luda making his little rounds, doing a tour. Luda still looks the same. Luda, Father Time did not get Ludacris. Ludacris still looks the same age. Shout out to Luda. Luda started in radio. Down in the A in Atlanta, being a radio host, and then got into his rap career. See, that's what's gonna happen to me. I'm gonna start in radio. Next thing you know, I'm gonna drop my rap album. I'm out of here. I'll roll out. I'll have a whole album roll out. I have a single, a couple tracks, and a couple videos. And yeah, I'll be in the video with a Yankee hat on, crying about, yo, we got to change this leadoff situation. I just I don't know. Shout out to my boy Dre. He's a Mets fan. He's on Twitter. He's laughing. You know, I don't hang up the phone on anybody, but like I didn't even mean to like hang up the phone. I just felt like we were talking in circles. I forget the caller's name, but it was like we just kept going back to like he's 22, he's 23, he's 23 years old. But I think what you were saying is, oh yeah, he's 23. He'll figure it out. No, what I'm saying is he's 23. We can't just expect Anthony Volpe to figure it out. And James Rawson is a first-year hitting coach with the Yankees. Like, we can't just expect them to figure it out when the ship is sinking. You have to make changes. Don't be a bystander. Don't be a passenger while we keep crashing. Judge is having a ridiculous season. Let's figure out how to tweak this lineup and be better. It was okay in the beginning of the year where we had a consistent lineup and all parts seemed to be moving just fine. When Rizzo and Stanton were in the lineup and Verdugo got moved to the cleanup spot. Like, I don't know. I'd move Verdugo. Verdugo struggling, Volpe struggling. So move them. And I know in theory, it makes the most sense to have Volpe as the leadoff hitter with his speed. He's not getting on. And I'm not getting on the kid. But what I'm getting on is the Yankees. I'm disappointed in the Yankees for saying, oh yeah, you know, in 10 years. Like it just seems stupid now. Yeah, in 10 years. No, not in 10 years. This year, he's the leadoff hitter. And yeah, he had a 20-game hitting streak. He recently put together like an 8 or 9-game hitting streak. But he's got to be working some walks. He's got to be putting bat to ball. And for a kid that showed us he had some pop, had some power last year, it's disappeared. Just look at the Mets. The Mets move Lindor to the leadoff spot. And I know it's completely different. Lindor is a veteran. I mean, they play the same position. But, like, you move Lindor to the leadoff spot, and look at how everything changes. Everything is getting better. The grass is greener. The air smells better. The food tastes better in Citi Field. They're doing $5 Tuesdays now. They eat more hot dogs in Citi Field than you can imagine. No, but seriously, man. When it rains, it pours. Winning is contagious. Losing is contagious. With the Yankees, they can't get right. Even though Judge, I wish Judge could be contagious, but Judge is Judge. There's nobody else like him. But yeah, guys, you know, Volpe was fouling off some pitches, but it's just not there. I would give him a break. I don't think you need to be married to the idea that you made him the leadoff hitter and he's the leadoff hitter the rest of the way. I think you can play around with this lineup. Now, you have to bat Soto and Judge in the first inning no matter what. However you do that is however you do that. And I still think it's Soto second and then Judge. It's just unfortunate because if you want to go righty-lefty-righty, what right-handed hitter are you putting in the leadoff spot for the Yankees? And my suggestion for Verdugo, obviously, you know, they had Glaber there, and now that Glaber's going a little bit better in his last seven games, they're not putting Glaber, they're leaving Glaber right where he is and hoping that he just, you know, doesn't fall asleep at the wheel. But my original thought earlier in the year was, yo, Verdugo has experience leading off. Move him to the leadoff spot. They're not going to do that. So I don't know. We just keep going through the motions, man, and hope week continues. And we'll just hope until the deadline comes in 4 weeks. And if we don't get the answers at the deadline, I don't know. Just got to hope that guys mend and get better and heal up and things change and the schedule softens up. But, you know, now you've got issues. You got issues with your starting pitching. You obviously have issues with your bullpen. And you've got issues with your lineup. Who has the answers? Maybe Bruce in Flushing does. What's up, Bruce? You're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I do have answers. Man, I like him, but I'm going to give you him anyway. First of all, a shot at Cashman. When you had Lewis Torrens have an opt-out at September 15th, you just gave him to the Mets for $100,000. What he should have done was demoted Wells, regain his hitting stroke, put Torrens as the backup catcher. As you found out on the Mets, he can throw runners out. He's not that bad of a hitter. He was hitting .278 at the time of when he got traded. That's what Cashman should have done. That's
one. Austin Wells and Volpe, they ate chicken parm dinner last year together, and they fixed Volpe's swing, their buddy. So, you know, Wells is here to help Volpe
out.
Well,
that's what I would have done. That's number one. Number two, okay, if you look at Yankee history, when things look bleak, whether there was an injury or a problem, we reached down to the minor leagues and grabbed somebody and rolled the dice. We did it with Soriano. We did it with Cano. Now, I'm going to give you some names, and you're going to have to roll dice a little bit. And these are short sample sizes in some of them, but this is what I would do. Number one, since Vivas got injured and his return, he's hitting .440 with an OPS of .975. He's got a seven-game hitting streak. A regio line or two from Pinstripe Alley. Vivas was especially impressive, and he seems to have knocked off the rust after having a rough initial return from injury. The zone contact, which has always been impressive, now sits at a cool 88%. That's number one. So now you're going to tell me, what did you do with Torres? You trade Torres. And then you're going to ask me, Bruce, who's going to take Torres? I got the perfect team. Seattle, they are looking for a hitter. And even though Torres has had a down year, he has a reputation of being a hitter. Seattle's going for it. You can get maybe some pitching out of Seattle. Number two, give it another 10 days. Spencer Jones has been hot the last 10 days. Let him sit there till the All-Star break. And if he's still hot, you bring him up. And I know you're going to say, Bruce, you're rushing him. Well, desperate times call for desperate measures. And you saw him in spring training. This guy can play. Again, it's a bit of a risk, but you do it. Number three, Yankees have a pitcher, relief pitcher, named Jack Neely. He was promoted from AA to AAA. In AAA, it's only been 4.1 innings. He hasn't given up a run. In AA, he was very good. He throws between 95 and 100. He's, you know, a relief pitcher. And, again, these are short sample sizes. But sometimes you have to roll the dice and see what happens.
You're prepared. I'm not going to completely, you know, crush your thoughts and dreams. Thank you for the call, Bruce. But I just don't think that they're not going to do any of that, really. Yorbit Vivas, we saw him in spring training. He's a second baseman. Cool. I'm telling you, though, they think Gleyber Torres is better than that kid every day, Monday through Sunday, 8 days a week. So, and I will be surprised. Talk about, like, waiting for a Cashman surprise. If there's an alert that comes across my timeline from John Heyman, Joel Sherman, Jeff Passan, Ken Rosenthal, I don't care who it is, Gleyber Torres traded to the who for the what, where, I'll be like, let's go! I don't care. Seattle, speaking of Seattle, that game did go final, and the Seattle Mariners lose at home. to the Baltimore Orioles, 2-0. And the Baltimore Orioles have 54 wins now. And, yeah, you can check your handy-dandy standings in the American League and see that the New York Yankees are a game back at 54-33. You know, the Yankees just... Yankees want to fall to 20 games above 500, and then, you know, like, I don't know, bro. They're just, they're melting. They are melting as I watch Ellie De La Cruz hit that homer. My boy Sean, he showed me too before the game. He put 20 on Ellie to homer. I'm like, I should have put 20 on Ellie to homer and another 10 on him to hit the first homer. Of course, like, primetime players play like that. That was his debut in Yankee Stadium. He probably couldn't sleep last night. He had dreams of showing out. Like, that's what they do, man. If you're a Yankee fan, you understand. This is what these guys do on the main stage. They come here to New York, and they turn it up. And the Yankees are sleepwalking through the first five innings. Meanwhile, these guys can't wait to show the world. They can't wait to show the city. They know they'll be on SportsCenter. They know they'll be on Quick Pitch. Ellie De La Cruz. If you don't know who he is, you know who he is now. 888-808-1019. Spencer Jones. I hope Spencer Jones goes to the Futures game coming up in Arlington and smokes a homer. I remember watching him hit last year in Seattle, and I remember seeing him stand next to Dave Winfield. And Dave Winfield is a giant of his own, and I'm like, oh, this kid's a monster. They're not calling him up. Maybe a spring call-up. Verdugo is a left fielder. They don't want to rush that kid. They want him to be ready. He was struggling at the beginning of the year. He's getting hot now. I don't know. Verdugo is, it's disappointing because Verdugo, man, he really had a great entrance. He had a great start here, and I think he can get back. He's just in a bad way right now. There's no pop. There's no extra base hits. There's no swag. There's no mojo that he had. There's no more of that, like, man, talk about being a dog and barking and, like, he'd hit the ball and look at the dugout. He'll hit the ball, get on second base, throw the dog up. He got zapped. He circled that return to Fenway. That was his World Series. He circled that date that he'd be back in Fenway. First pitch he sees, he cracks it, hits it out. Where's that guy been? I don't know, man. He's got to find it. I don't think the answer is Yorbit Vivas or Spencer Jones or the relief pitcher that he's like, this is Major League Baseball. This is a team that's expected to compete for a World Series. They're going to have to make moves at the deadline, and maybe there'll be some September call-ups. I am dreaming of a world where Giancarlo Stanton is returning sooner rather than later. I am dreaming of a world where Jason Dominguez is ready to go sooner rather than later. I'm dreaming of a world where Anthony Rizzo comes back, and he just realizes this is it, and he's better. And I'm dreaming of a world where they get a utility infielder that could play second base, third base, and be a leadoff hitter. Because I think, man, you would really get more out of your shortstop, your young 23-year-old shortstop, if he did not have the pressure of leading off in front of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge every single night. I'm not saying the kid can't do it because we've seen him do it, but we haven't seen him consistently do it now, have we? 888-808-1019. And like I said, I'm not disappointed in him because that's tough. I'm disappointed in the Yankees for saying, oh, yeah, he's ready to go. At 22, 23 years old? At 22, 23 years old, I was barely going to class. I wasn't even sure I was going to graduate. And I quit the football team, and all I had to do was worry about going to class. Like, to be that young and have the weight of the New York Yankees on your shoulder when you, on your shoulders when you're a Yankee fan yourself, it's tough. I just wish they would shield him a bit. I think it could help. I think it could help. Juan Soto and Aaron Judge are all world. Those guys can handle it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, man. Maybe you guys know the answer. I'd just rather talk about the Mets. Sean Manaea, that's his longest outing of the season, right? So when I say winning is contagious and the good vibes are contagious, you know, guys get the ball and they want to win. They don't want to be the guy that has the shortest outing of the week. They don't want to be the guy that blows the game. They want to go out and they want to pitch well because they see this lineup hitting. They see the extra inning wins, they see the energy of the fans, and they don't want to go out there and you know, be the worst guy on the team. So you get Sean Manaea's best performance, right? You get Sean Manaea's best outing. And then, since he gives you the length, he's obviously cognizant of the fact that there's no bullpen. He gives you seven innings. You only have three innings. You only have to get, like, I mean, you only had to get two, but obviously you went extra innings. Jose Buto, good to have you back. Put you in the pen. He was solid. And then Daniel Nunez is, I mean, in the circle of trust in that bullpen, it might just be him. Get healthy. Get Edwin Diaz back. We'll see. And I don't know what to expect from Edwin Diaz, but I just think there's a lot of negative people expecting Edwin Diaz to not be good. We've seen more of Edwin Diaz being dominant. And I guess because of the sticky stuff, people think, oh, well, now he won't be able to use the sticky stuff. But he'll I don't know. He'll be better than a lot of the options you have. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. Before we go to the break, Ross, what you got?
Hey, Keith, how's it going, man? Yeah, you're bringing up Verdugo with the dog and everything. Reminds me, you ever see the dogs with the cone of shame? That's what he's been for, like, the last 2 weeks.
Every dog has his day. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
He's looking like a poodle now. Half this lineup, I haven't seen Volpe. What's he, like, 0-50? I'm not even trying to rub it in, but, like, Volpe.
No, but they've been zapped. Field. They've been reduced. They don't have it. Judge is Judge.
Yeah.
You can't even talk about, yeah, like Judge. I'm separating him. It's Aaron Judge and the Yankees.
Well, I'd even put Soto in that category, too. He's like, they're like one or two at this OPS.
Soto is slumping, but, like, Soto will work a walk here, and we're all starting to realize it. Soto's at bats.
You got to get
Soto's at bats are why they can't waste. Like, when they get to Judge, like, they just had to duel with Soto. So then they got to pitch to Judge. They don't have pitches to waste. And I don't know. We're talking about it in the stadium. I'm like, are these guys being bold or dumb or what? Why do they keep throwing Judge strikes? Why do they keep giving him pitches to hit?
And then that stat's going around. He's the only righty, and Teddy Williams, Babe, I think Barry Bonds, the only guys with a certain amount of OPS or something. Last 100 years, and, you know, it speaks volumes the kind of hitter he is. You look at, you know, obviously the errors too, you know, the juice ball and all that, but, you know, it's unbelievable the fact that, you know, that he's not getting intentionally walked. And you look at a couple years ago, you're talking about All-Star games. What was it, the one they had out in L.A.? They had like 6-7 representatives. Who do you even send besides, I guess you got to send Soto because of the name brand, but besides Judge, obviously.
It's Judge and Soto else? This year. We thought it was going to be Heal and Clay Holmes. Maybe they still get a chance to go
maybe
out there.
Maybe Holmes for the bullpen just by default. I mean, you know, Durant's having a bad year. I don't know if you can nitpick people from the AL. Are you going out there for that this year?
No, only because, like, I don't know, unless the Players Alliance, if they hear me now, if the Players Alliance wants to sweep in like they did last year and send me the week of without me knowing, I have to go pay my respects to my grandfather who passed this weekend, and I'm moving later in the month, so it's just life has lifed. And I just have no space to, I didn't book the flight, I didn't book the hotel. And like I said, I'm getting older, man. I have a kid and a wife. I can't just be like, yo, I'm out, I'm going to the baseball festival.
Dude, I know, a couple years, they still haven't topped the one out in Coors. I don't think MLB's had a more
that was sick
weekend than the All-Star game.
I got married on July 10th, and we got on a plane the next morning, July 11th, forced my wife to go to Colorado for our quote-unquote honeymoon. We had another honeymoon, but, like, even she was like, no, that was a great trip. Like, Colorado's a great place to have the All-Star game.
And it wasn't even supposed to be that year. They were going to have it in Atlanta, and something came up. Right. Nah, dude, that was awesome. I don't know, like, you know, Rook, I don't know who they're going to have in a derby. You got guys like Gunnar. I know Judge holds out every year, as he should. You see, you know, these guys, I think Sano a couple years ago had a fluke injury, but I don't know if they throw Gunnar, Bobby Witt. They got options this year. Hell, maybe throw J.D. Martinez in if he gets his right cleats by then. That's a whole other debacle. You got Nemo slipping in the shower. You got Martinez can't get his right cleats, and they're still winning, man. Who knows? Maybe it is the grimace in this song.
This is different. Like I said in the past, you hear these stories, and you're like, uh-oh, what now? Now it's like, nope, just a little thing.
That's
like,
but it's with the hog. He just needed a little, oh, my God, to you know, to home while he was running through, and he got chased down by the hog, and then you had Jerry Blevins hooked on the sidewalk. Who knew this was the secret everybody needed all along? But anyway, man, dude, and listen, one quick thing. It's not like they're feasting off teams like the Marlins, you know, Colorado. Like, you know, they swept San Diego a couple weeks ago. They, you know, took the first two, albeit extra innings, but, you know, it don't matter. It's just the wins and losses. You know, these are teams right up their alley. And the fact that they're still, you know, playing consistent winning baseball, dude, these wins are speaking dividends.
They
so
smacked the Yankees with the whole city watching.
No doubt about it. Hey, appreciate the time, man.
888-808-1019. It's my last hour coming up. I'm going to mix in some NBA, some NFL, some other stuff. I can't keep talking about all the holes and issues with the Yankees that they're not going to be able to fill and they're not going to be able to fix, and they're just going to go through the motion and hope that Judge can carry them. And it is what it is. We need Soto to get back to hitting home runs, and he's pressing. He's swinging out of his shoes down to one knee, trying to hit the ball out, and all Verdugo can do is ground out. And at least we have Ben Rice. Young Ben Rice seems to be a hitter, seems to be very hitterish, but it's not good enough when you get to the bottom of the order. And how many times tonight did you need Trent Grisham to get it done, Trevino to get it done, and they can't. They just can't. So that's how you end up. That's how it shakes out. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan for one more hour. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.